Blog Talk Radio.
He is British.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
And tonight we have special guest, the mysterious and elusive Just D Plans. Hey, D.
Hey, y'all.
How you doing?
Mysterious. I am wonderful. I've got one question, though. Just to kick us off.
I might be telling my
age with this one, but I've always wanted to say this, you know, live on a blog. But so, when did you fall in love with hip hop?
Girl, right.
1982. Sitting on the block,
on the stoop.
Listen, okay. So the one song from the 80s, which is when I fell in love with hip hop, is that I can sing backwards and forwards, is I Need Love by LL Cool J.
Listen.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Whenever that comes on.
Man.
He still is. Ladies love Cool J, still good.
I don't know. He's a little thin for me. Like, I'm not really into the thinness. I need a little meat because I'm a little thick.
Uh-huh. Let me see what he looks like right now. Because before he was pretty thick-witted, thick enough.
I think he's buff.
Yeah. I like his arms.
Like, he's not giving the walk.
I like his lips.
He buff.
It's his neck. Like, his neck looks thin. Like, his head looks.
He's like,
his neck is proportioned. I'm looking him up now.
I know, Google him, because, honey, he do not look, in that new show, he do not look the way he used to.
Yeah, well, he's getting older.
He's 50-something years old. I mean.
He's 55.
You got high standards for your old man, huh?
I'm going to get with a man, baby. He got to be all that and then some.
Well, he's 6'2".
Okay.
That's good enough for me.
That's an average dude.
Yeah.
That's an average dude.
I know when I met him at Essence Fest a few years back, baby,
uh-huh.
He looked at me, I almost cried.
You're about to change my life. You're about to change your religion.
Yes.
Girl, I've been praying to the peanut. I'm about to change my mind.
I almost jumped that fence right quick. Like, wait a minute, Essence. Don't leave me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was, okay, well, I don't know when I fell in love with hip-hop. I don't know what's technically considered hip-hop, but I just remember growing up singing all this inappropriate shit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, with my sisters and push it and doing the little dance. But I guess it's not hip-hop, but whatever the case is.
Salt Pepper is hip-hop.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, yeah, I remember Push It.
Mm-hmm.
Big time, and I remember the...
That's as far back that you remember?
No.
Well, I remember Grandmaster Flash because my siblings are a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, and the Sugar Hill Gang, yeah. All of them.
You have to play my daddy's records.
Not my daddy records.
My daddy records on the record player with the big-ass speakers.
Yeah.
That whole little house stomping.
So my sister had them big-ass speakers, and then you had the stereo system in the middle, and it had all of the shelves.
Yes.
And what the fuck none of them meant, and had the sliding
button. they stacked the 8 tracks on one side and the cassette tapes, because cassette tapes was new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all is way back.
I was about to say, don't be playing me. I'm old school on y'all thinking ass.
Yeah.
Whatever. My daughter just bought herself a little record player.
And yeah, they're coming back.
Yeah. I mean, vinyl is beautiful. It's just
amazing.
Vinyl
never go out.
The sound is just amazing. But it's really super cute to see how this is becoming a trend now, like record players.
Mm-hmm.
And just turned 25. And she's like, Mommy, look. And I'm like, girl.
Got $1.25.
Look at this new invention, girl.
It's like a video I saw about with some little girl talking about culottes. And I was like, what? What do you call a squirt? She's like, did I just invent something? No.
Girl, no, my mama used to wear them culottes. I used to be like, Mama, I ain't wearing them.
Culottes was the devil.
Didn't
yeah,
they try
yeah,
to
they
cool
were.
And call them gauchos? No, ma'am.
Yeah,
like,
yes, gauchos. Oh, my gosh. And the slip, those are like the only shorts that a plus-size kid could fit into back in
yes.
the 80s.
Yes.
So that, those are the only grade. Shorts that I had.
I was in the 7th grade looking like I was a 35-year-old.
So oh,
find the picture and post it, and y'all are going to roast me so hard.
I am so glad that my pictures was lost in the fire. Cause,
oh, Lord.
I'm glad my mom
oh, my God. Y'all are crazy.
And I had that super wrap press curl.
Oh.
Tight as shit, too. Girl, stop
super
it.
Wrapped press curl.
Curl.
Tell me more about this.
Yeah, what does that look like?
That look like?
It just looked like a press and curl, but I would just wrap it after the end. But for the pictures, it was
oh, the press and curl press. And the a press and comb
yeah.
in the jar?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Where it would be rolled up at the ends and straight at the roots?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had a oh. tight-ass curl bang, like straight out the roll of the pink roll.
Yes,
bang.
The big
gross. Why was it so tight?
And then it was always like really greasy. Like,
yeah.
Why is
yeah,
it,
it
so
was that
white?
Green or it was that blue green. That blue green.
Out.
Blue magic. Baby.
Blue magic?
Listen.
Yeah,
know,
that's
the craziest part about all of it is our hair was growing just fine. And
yeah.
They gave you sisters money. And now y'all can't have grease in your hair. You can't have this in your hair. Baby, that blue magic did you just fine.
The Vaseline. Yeah. Like, not even just the blue magic. People used to grease their scalps with Vaseline. And they
yeah.
on just
listen, Vaseline is the greatest invention of all time.
From the foot to the head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. See, I done found my track.
Welcome
home. Well, D, yeah. for those of the people, the listeners who don't know who your mysterious ass is, would you introduce yourself? Tell me something about you.
I am not mysterious. Everybody knows me. They just don't care about me.
I am not a crook.
I've been in this community a long time. I am Dee of Just Dee Plans, and I have a little small shop called Vodka and Tonic Designs. I hail from the Atlanta, Georgia area, and anytime somebody in a group says where you're from, I always post ATL home because it's my city. And I
always say ATL
shouting,
and I be saying it right. You sound like you can't say shouty. I can't.
Oh, I can say shawty real well, but there's not a song where somebody's yelling out where you from and they say ATL shawty. No, they say ATL ho. That's how I know you're not ATL then.
Bruh, born and raised. Stop playing with me.
Well, then it must be your age because ATL ho is where you're from.
Well, I know ATL ho, but ATL shawty is just because everybody can't say shawty. They don't say it right, so you got to say it so that they know you know how to say it because I'm real. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Everybody can adapt to the ATL hoe, because I used to say hoe wrong.
This depends on what kind of base you're putting into it, hoe.
You can say, boo, you whore.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole lot of ways to say hoe wrong. But anyway, back to D.
Back to
D. I'm from ATL. I do planner things. So I'm been doing planner things for a very, very, very long time in this community and kind of seeing the community ebb and flow.
Okay, you keep saying a long time. What's a long time? How long you been planning? And then how long have you been planning in the community?
Okay, I've been planning since I was in grade school.
Love Lisa Frank.
I was never a Lisa Frank fan. No. I would get my little clear covered planners from Walden Books.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if y'all remember Walden Books.
Yeah, Walden.
I do.
But that's what
a throwback night.
Throwback night, okay? And that's where I used to get my little planners from, and I would always write down my assignments and who my new boyfriend was or some shit like that.
Writing their name and cursing
them? Yes, a million times. Then I got into the decorative planning community in about 2013, 2014, because my unicorn planner at that time was a EC. And then wanting that, because I was really into fitness, and I kind of bullet journaled fitness planning. But then I was like, I really want something that's a little bit more structured that I don't have to keep drawing because it's making me lose interest in fitness goals. And that's how I learned about EC, and then that's how I found the community.
I know you said the ebbs and flows. What do you think the ebb and flow is right now? Just, you know, just out of curiosity.
Right now?
Yeah.
The people? Definitely the people. So I have kind of ebbed and flowed away. So, it went from I'm just going to say this, where the community changed for me was when the 2016 election happened, and the group started getting really nasty and really racist, and then like the millennial black girls was attacking everybody, and then the ignorant Caucasian girls were posting pictures of their guns and just saying really stupid shit to each other, and that was just kind of a turnoff for me, and so it kind of made me fall back, because I am like an OG Planners Gone Wild person.
Yeah.
So that group started changing for me after the 2016 election, and it kind of made me follow. I'm still a member, but I don't really participate in that group.
Because I be going in there to look for mess sometimes, like when Coco don't be looking for mess.
It ain't. There's no more mess in there. And then I think that quarantine kind of changed people a lot. So everybody's just really super sensitive now and tiptoeing around on eggshells now. And
I think
racism and quarantine changed the community for me.
I think quarantine brought out the scammers or got the scammers called out.
I think they're still scammers.
Yeah. That's, hell yeah. Wait, we're going to get on that because I know you know
it. They just on a different level now.
I think in 2020, maybe that's when I started having more time to focus on that shit because I wasn't doing shit.
Right.
You know, but I started noticing, like, oh, they in this group asking, and nobody sees it. I know if I see it, somebody else got to see it. And so then people were, like, calling them out more, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. But that had always been a consistent thing. Like, there was always somebody whose house burnt down or tornado came through and total flew through their house or they had a flood. I mean, it was always something like that in the community, always. And even some people even use, you know, health as a way to get free stuff.
Oh yeah.
I remember one of them girls.
And not just mental health, but I mean, like, I got cancer.
Yeah, I know, and that's always my thing. Well, if you got cancer, go deal with that. Why you need planner supplies?
Like, why do you need planner supplies?
Yeah, why you need scrapbook and stuff? Yeah, because that used to happen when I was in a scrapbooking community, too. Everybody has some kind of scheme. Like, oh, my gosh.
Like, that is crazy to me. But then there are also people that send them stuff.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? And I really don't
every scammer has a fool.
No, they are not empathetic. They want that shit out their house.
Sometimes. Somebody call me, post to me and tell me you are dying and need something because I got some shit over here you can have.
Oh, my God.
Damn,
because you can have it. Oh, I will pack you a box right now. You are absolutely right.
Because
I'd like to start over.
You know what? Listen. I have been looking at a bunch of stuff and packing it up, and the next event I go to that has a B-stash, I'm taking the whole fucking tub, taking my shit out.
Don't do that. I hate B-stashes. I was just going to say that. Because sometimes I look at those things and people are like, oh, my God, I'm going to go to the B-stash table. And I'm like, that's just junk.
And I get that one man's trash is another person's treasure.
Yeah, I got enough of my own trash. Maybe that's why I don't like it.
People really throw, like, a whole sticker sheet with one sticker on it. And that is crazy to me.
No, if I got one sticker, it's in the trash.
That's you.
That's you, yeah.
But there are people who do it. I do not have D-Stash stuff. I had a D-Stash event one time, but it was fun. And it was organized.
So what happens to the stuff when everybody's gone? Like, does the person who hosted the event just have to get rid of it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is why I hate D-Stash stuff.
Well, I know at one of the events that I go to, they will sometimes keep it and take it to the next event because sometimes it's different people, but I think they have a space that they can use often. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they lugging it back and forth.
Oh, you mean they could just leave it there packed away somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because I'm not carrying anybody else's junk around.
Right. Yeah.
You won't be doing
that. I got my own shit. So what would you say that your planning style is, Dee? Oh, wait, first. y'all planning tonight?
I have my planner sitting right here in front of me. I have some vodka on it.
Hey.
And I got my planner. I went to Michael's today, and I got some sticker books for $7.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Happy Planner sticker books. One of them is classic sticker sheets that are seasonal flowers. The other is called Modern Months. And the other is called Heal from Within.
Modern months, what's in that? Like, what is the basis of it? Like, words?
It's super neutral.
Okay.
I can't really describe it. It's sexy, though. I mean, if you like neutral stuff.
Yeah, but, and I'm going to need to order some more airplanes.
Okay. Oh, you've been traveling. Okay.
Listen, I keep trying to put people on to these charge your toy, have an orgasm type stickers that you got, because that is a part of self-help.
Self-care, yeah.
I mean, self-care, yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah, help, care, self. Help, it's all about
all
self.
Anything
mm-hmm.
you
do. Even if you diddle yourself.
Yeah. And so I think that people should definitely go visit Vodka and Tonic Designs and, you know, keep track of when you diddle.
Yeah.
Or
when you get diddled.
Like when you get diddled, exactly. Because you might find that you need to be diddled.
Yeah.
Once you see that shit on the calendar, you're going to be like, wait a fucking minute.
Yeah, or you don't see it on the calendar.
When the last time did I get diddled?
Right.
It's been 3 months.
Let
and you ain't used
a sticker. If you add up all the diddling things and multiply by $20, that's how you calculate how much you spend on a Christmas present.
Hello. Oh, Jesus.
I mean, okay. I'm just trying to give you a little.
Thank you for that. Let me write that down.
Yeah. Put it in your notes, girl.
So when I diddle myself, I buy myself a Christmas gift. I use the same ad.
But you got to use a different sticker. So what I have been doing is if I diddle.
Please, you're giving me a great idea for a sticker. I need go ahead. I'm about to make a sticker where you can put in your tally for the month and how much that Christmas gift is going to be. Okay.
Yes. Ahead. Okay. So if you use yourself, right, like the sticker sheet I have, it says, like, orgasm, charge toy, new toy, or toy time. So if it's just myself, I'll use toy time.
Okay.
If it's with a partner or my wife, I will say orgasm.
Wait. And your partner and your wife the same?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm just not
so weak over here.
I'm getting used to the term my wife.
Oh, and congratulations.
Thank you. I finally posted pictures.
I saw. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it only took me a month. I mean,
because first of all, Leslie is no good.
I knew she was there, and I was texting her like, "Did you take a picture?" And she was like, "No,
I didn't take any
nothing."
Listen, it is a picture. We got a picture book made. It is a picture of Leslie and her grandbaby, and her grandbaby is looking at somebody like, "What in the fuck is you coming at?"
No way.
It's hilarious. I'm going to take a picture of the picture and send it to you. It might be on
okay.
my Facebook page now, but it's hilarious.
I'm here.
My grandbaby is like, "Who the fuck, girl? What did you come at?" It was during the post.
Oh, wow. There ain't no telling what was going on in her mind.
Okay.
Well, all I know is that she was not helpful.
I wasn't. She was like, "Well, did you take pictures?" I was like, "No, I don't have."
Nope. Nothing.
Didn't
she
have
said,
one.
She said, "No, get somebody else to do it."
Yeah, because I would just sit there. Just I don't know. I was enjoying it, but I forgot about the camera.
I went on vacation with my adult children, and we went to L.A., and my mom was so mad that I didn't have any pictures, and I was like, we were just living in the moment. Like,
yeah,
we didn't. You know, everything wasn't about photos.
You know,
yep.
Some of the problem with society nowadays, now I sound old for real, but sometimes I don't want that responsibility. I just want to have fun. I might take a picture of us on the way in or on the way out or at a specific point, but I don't want to be responsible with taking pictures all day because I want to live it. I want to love it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it felt good. It was kind of like unplugging for a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. I have a friend, y'all know Christian. Christian
yeah.
unplugged from the group chat every damn weekend. I'm like, "Since I just finished the book, I need to tell you about it. I just finished it. Let me tell you." And she went off. I have to wait all the way till Monday. It makes me sad. But she come back to me.
Well,
maybe
okay.
come back.
Yeah, you can talk to me about the book.
You want me to talk? I will talk to you about the book. I just put... This is funny, and I know none of them listen to my show, but I just put two together.
I am not in any one of them.
Do you want to be in one? I mean, you have, like, people.
You're right.
See?
Immediately, I said no.
Right. Well, one of them has my friend Tamika in it, and when I tell you that girl, we'll talk about a book, baby. She going to talk.
But I like talking about books. I will talk about books.
Think about it from a whole different perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling the other group chat people, like, "Yeah, she kind of weird. We're kind of weird together." And they like, "We want to be weird, too." So I connected them, baby. I've just been watching them talk. It's hilarious. I don't have to say one word. I'm a voyeur. I get to be a voyeur.
Hey.
I love it. I love it there. But anyway.
Did you say you're a voyeur?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. I like to watch, too, and be watched.
Listen, I'm with the shit. I'm with the shit.
I was about to say something else, but I realized this is about planners.
No. First of all, this is real talk, real plans. We talk about everything. This is where planning and real world collide. Isn't that what you said? Where the coochies collide.
Where the coochies collide.
And the real
cool.
world collide.
I was going to say also like group things, like being in a room with a whole bunch of people.
So you be at trapeze?
I do not. It is on my bucket list, though.
Listen, what I will say about trapeze, they have good breakfast.
First of all, let's go back. Let's not gloss over that, Leslie.
It's been a many years.
Okay. Ago. Okay. But the fact that you did it, like,
it
I'm so scared. I am scared because I am a sexual person, and I'll be scared that I can't tell everybody no. I'm going to be ACL hoe. You hear me?
I can almost guarantee that when you see some of them folks, you're going to be like, hell no.
Yeah. All right. So I need to wait another cycle, like, you know, once the cleanse, where there's another cleanse.
Yeah. Finally. Yeah. So long time.
Maybe I go to the one in Florida when Florida opened back up for black people.
Any person of color.
Yeah. Fulton Industrial, baby, they got it all, honey.
Yeah, they do.
They got it all.
I know. They still stay open late out there. That's like a whole nother world.
We can just give our listeners a chance to Google. Because they're all like, what is this trapeze?
Trapeze, honey. It is a place where everybody can go. And I think you got to take pictures.
Where nobody
knows all of them.
Your name.
Yeah, and put on a robe.
A robe.
They don't give you no robe.
They
go dressed up.
No, they do not. You get a towel.
Oh, see, when I went, they gave us robes.
Oh. What year did you go? Guaranteed, they ain't giving out towels or rolls no more.
That was like 2005-ish, 2006.
Yeah, I think mine was 2012.
Okay. I'm sure they're not doing that anymore. But they
but you couldn't get a robe. They ain't no robes when I was there.
I want to go on ladies' night. Yeah, that's the best time.
Because
it's cheaper.
If you go with a couple, it's cheap.
Yeah, it's a single guys that's more, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so.
right. Okay, so what kind of planner would you say that you are?
I identify with a clean, crisp planner that uses thick white paper. That is undated, with plenty of space for my standard / EC size stickers and all of the scripts that I use.
Your scripts so damn tiny, honey. They can fit in a fucking hole beneath you.
Well, that's the point, is that they can fit in all planners.
Yeah, I mean, I love them, you know.
My PR person, Sharon, she uses a Hobonichi, and my other PR person, Casey, she uses 25 planners. Like, I don't know. She uses quite a few planners.
You didn't call me a PR person. I'm a PR person.
You didn't even let me finish.
No, because you were taking too long, bro.
And Riri, you use a lot of planners, too.
No, ma'am. I am a one-planner girl.
Why does your one planner look like several different planners whenever I see it?
I did not cheat on Gigi. Listen, baby, cover your ears.
That's your thick girl? That's your big girl?
Yeah. We don't cheat on her. That's from a cover-up queen. She just got a whole bunch of sections in that motherfucker.
Yes, she do, because she look like a couple of different planners every time I see her.
That what they do is they send you a new cover.
I think she's your main squeeze, but I'm going to go ahead and say there got to be another one somewhere.
No, I have a journal.
Okay.
But I mean,
you can call it what you want.
No. I don't cheat on my Gigi. I love her. I got to change her clothes every now and then because, you know.
Well, it's good to know that you're loyal.
Yes, I am loyal. To my own detriment sometimes.
It's all right.
It is. I know. So you would be a minimalist?
I try to be as minimal as possible. Sometimes I put some stickers down just because I like the stickers. They're cute. But a lot of times I just use dots and list it out.
You know how I know you're a minimalist?
Because I use one planner.
No, because you only give one, like four boxes with your kids, and that's it.
There are five boxes. And it's a mini kit, God damn it.
I mean, I don't know what it is. However.
Why do you need seven? Yes, there are 7 days in the week, but why can't your weekend be something funky? Like, play with it.
That's what you're going to put on the weekend, the orgasm and the toy time.
Well, you don't need a box
play with
for that.
It.
Yeah, and play
exactly.
With it. Can we put that on our next sticker sheet? Play with it.
Okay, let me write that down.
Thank you.
Come well. Sticker idea. Play WIT or WITH? WIT.
Yeah.
Play with it.
Play with it. Ooh, this ain't good. This ain't real ATL.
Okay. But I am a minimalist. Now, I used to be super highly decorative, but I'm just chill. It's like the chill. It's like peace in my planner. Because I really have like planner peace.
Well, that's good.
So
yeah,
what kind of planner do you, I mean, I know you talked about the type of planner, really thick paper, blah, 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 but what planner
okay.
do you use?
I use a, it's from Mariposa Studio Design. Kristen is her name. She's ATL. She lives in Atlanta. She's not from
Atlanta.
Yeah,
I met her at, ooh,
yes.
this great event thrown by this mysterious-ass woman.
But she has a, she makes planners, and she customs one for me that has, it's a weekly and a monthly and a daily. And it's the weekly sheets are, you know, similar to EC. they're like, the boxes are probably about a little bit shorter than a Happy Planner box, but they're the width of an EC box. And it's undated. It's easy to just kind of, I cannot do nothing for 2 weeks and come back and pick right back up where I left off. The weekly is dope. It's just what I need. The monthly is just what I need. So it's kind of giving me life, and I really love it.
I really wanted to buy one when I was at the event, but I think you had to, like, pre-order it, I think.
Yeah.
You
should still get you one.
Yeah, I like that. I really would.
It's really lovely. And her paper is so smooth.
I have ordered dashboards from her, and I love them. I used them all in my last B6ology, and so it's time for me to order some new ones.
Yeah. She's really sweet. I absolutely love her. Shout out to Kristen at Mariposa Studios.
Shout out to Kristen at Mariposa Studios. Mariposa
Studios Designs. Yes.
Yeah.
It's on every page in the planner. Mariposa. But I have my planner sitting out. I'm filling in some things from this week, and then I'm going to lay some stuff down for next week.
Nice. I am adding washi to the podcast journal. It's not a planner.
It's a planner.
It's not. It's just a notebook.
Where you write down things that you plan for?
Where I write down what we're going to talk about that day.
Sounds like a plan to me. What about you, Liz? Yep, sounds like a plan to me. Okay.
Listen, now, when the feds come looking for us and you keep using their real name, we're going to fight you.
The feds.
The feds. Well, she ain't got no legs. Okay. Okay, I guess you can call it. I wouldn't call it a planner, but Coco has made us a planner.
Okay.
And it has Real Talk, Real Plans on the front.
Oh, I was like, I did? Yeah, I did.
I was like, yeah, you did. I saw
Let me post it.
I sure did. It has our logo, our tagline.
Okay. Wait. To,
messy, not malicious.
That's right. That's pretty
okay. awesome. That's great. Congratulations, you guys. Did you make it yourself, or did you have someone make it for you? Like
I definitely did it myself.
Okay.
A little sublimation, some journal, sublimation journal books. Printed them right on up.
Aren't you a little crafty lady?
She is, and I love it.
Teach me. I love planner stuff, but I am not creative in that way. I don't crochet, I don't knit, I don't scrapbook. Now, if I am given a guided project, I love it. I can do it. I'm down for that. Yeah, me too. I don't just think up things.
That's very challenging for me.
Yes.
Yeah, but I can copy something somebody else did or mimic
if
it.
If I see something, like I have a project sitting downstairs on the table that was that, what was it, like a tool stand that was a craft tool stand that was popular for like 15 minutes last year.
where you bought all these parts from the Dollar Tree, put them, glue them together, put them on a swivel board, and hang all your craft tools and shit on it.
Hey,
oh yeah, mine is still in the bag.
Yeah, that still happens in the bag too.
You know, sometimes I understand the desire to do the craft, but a lot of times it's like I could just buy this.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And I kind of feel like that. Like, if you really want me to use it, you should just let me buy it.
Right.
And,
but it was such a cute idea. And, you know, being creative uses a part of your brain that you rarely use. So I try to do that every once in a while. But
have you ever spoken to me? Do I need help using the creative part of my brain?
I guess not.
I think I lay awake at night creating shit that ain't really happening. Just kidding.
Mean, okay. You're right.
Wait a minute now. What if she said, ooh, then I could say, ha-ha, we're getting somewhere now.
So you're creating conversations. That's what
I'm
that is.
Conversations.
Yeah.
I'm creating events. I'm creating stories and posting shit, all kinds
you're
of
you're creating
shit.
Drama.
Miss, honey, miss.
Miss, yes. Miss.
Get it together, miss.
But not malicious.
But not malicious now. I ain't mean. I'm funny. I mean, I'm not mean. I'm funny.
Sure.
That's it.
Sure.
Sounds
like poison.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Never trust a big butt to smile. That girl is. Oh, stop. Okay. So, when did you decide to start a shop, and how did you come up with such a great name?
Well, I can. The answer to the last question is vodka tonic is my favorite drink, so it was a no-brainer that that would be the name of my shop. That is my alcohol of choice. It's low in calories and high in oomph. But what made me start the shop? God, I hate saying but I've been drinking. So. It took me a very long time to start even using my silhouette. I don't know what made me start a shop. I had my friend Haisha in my ear saying, "Girl, just do it. Just do it." You made because I was making stickers for myself. She's like, "Just open you up a shop. That could just be a little bit of income, just a little bit of money. 1 week it'll be $25, 1 week it'll be $0. And you didn't lose nothing." So I was like, okay, cool. And so I started an Etsy shop. But Etsy has all those fees, you know. Etsy coming for your pockets on everything. A transaction, each item has a fee, the transaction has a fee, So I moved to Shopify last year, I think, or you for last. So, and now they just went up on their price. So now I'm like, oh,
did they?
Just get you a TikTok shop. I don't even TikTok to be shopping nothing. I'm not a TikTok. I watch TikTok, and if I get caught up in like a chain mail type TikTok, I'll repost it. But like me myself and I personally. Making a TikTok to post? No.
I am not an
attention needy person. And I'm sorry if that hurts anyone's feelings, but I'm not an attention needy person.
So are they on there for the attention and needy, or are they on there to actually get, you know, promotion for their products?
What I was talking about was promotion for the products.
I do not follow anybody that shows their planner on TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, you don't? No, I don't. I do. My algorithm is not planner related. When I go on TikTok, I want to laugh. I don't want to. That's it. Just laugh. And I think that some of the planner TikTok posts are lame. So. They are not a part of my algorithm. I do follow a person that I am cool with in the planner community, but she talks about her family and her cute ass babies. But so I'm good on that's enough for me. I
whenever I see Planet stuff pop up on my feed, I will press the button and tap not interested.
Mm.
Yeah, Planet stuff is for Instagram. TikTok is for fun.
I don't have, like I said, I don't have a clock app, so my Instagram, which I just started really using Instagram. Like, I had one for Salacious Smokey, right? And I would post
Salacious Smokey?
Hey. Don't that sound seductive?
It does. Don't that sound seductive?
But I didn't really post on there a whole heap. I had it. But when we started the podcast, I started one for this. And I have fallen in love, but it's a mix of planner stuff and I love to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wait for everybody to make the TikToks and post it on their page on Instagram, too.
Right, exactly.
And then they just say, follow me on TikTok. Or on TikTok, I got 75 million people. Okay, girl. But
and
I'm
it's
not
like that on Facebook, too, where you can see the TikTok videos. I mean, it might be like, you know, a month later, but.
Right. I'm old. It don't bother me none. I don't give a shit. Like I said, I create enough shit in my head. I love to laugh. So when I get it, I get it, you know.
All right. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. But
I have a question.
Oh.
I really enjoyed the Harry Potter event this year, and I'm not even a Harry Potter fan, but I almost started liking Harry Potter.
Okay.
It's so good. I don't know.
So,
the book, I hate it, but anyway.
What do you mean? How do you hate the book?
Wait, just keep going, Coco.
Okay. I was thinking, what you were thinking, girl? I was thinking Planners in Paris.
Okay.
Who going to Paris?
Planners. But not really going. They're not really going. We just going to make them feel like they're there.
So you just going to keep giving us a bunch of croissants.
Croissants and wee-wee.
So bathroom break.
Yes.
Lots and lots of bathroom break. With an F. Bathroom.
Yeah. I was just thinking that, you know.
Okay.
So
those are good thoughts for you.
A certain person.
You can have French 75 cocktails. I'm sorry, go ahead.
A certain person
you can,
that has some things, but not all things. Never all things, only some things. I always keep making these kits. And finally, I was like, don't you put another fucking croissant in a kit? What the fuck am I supposed to do with this big-ass piece of bread?
Well, I could put it every day because I have croissant almost every day for breakfast. But
it don't. I don't need it in my kitchen.
Yeah, I don't need it in my planner. It'd be like, oh, she had breakfast again. No, I think that's ridiculous too. Sometimes people do overdo it with the stickers that they put. You know, it's like, okay, that's a nice one. You need to give me 20.
Exactly. And if you're gonna give me 20, let me buy them individually.
Yeah. You don't need to miss
off. Now give me the option for a decorative sheet in size large.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is what the planner community is missing. And that is why I'm so glad that Christian at Shop the Paper Fan has kind of changed the way that she's doing her kits. Like, she has a page that's just for decoration. I can get down with that.
Well, first of all, I have a page that's just decor. Okay, carry on.
I didn't use up all my kits from you. I need to order some more.
I don't. They're not in my shop anymore.
I was like, I think I got one more for winter.
I don't do kits. I only do kits for special occasions. I don't just have regular kits anymore.
Oh.
So I'm about to have my 600-month birthday. Can you do a kit for me? 600-month birthday?
Absolutely.
600-month. If you find some paper that you like, some digital paper or clip art that you like, and send it to me, I'll buy it and make you a kit.
Look at that. That is love.
So since we're on the topic of Harry Potter, let me tell you why I hate the book right now. Because
it's seven books. So one book you hate or all of them?
No, no, no. I'm just hating this one particular book for right now because it's really drawn more and more attention to how Dumbledore really set them kids up for failure.
Yeah.
Ain't told them where to go, ain't told them what they're looking for, ain't told them why they're looking for. He just keep walking around talking about Dumbledore told me I had something to do, and everybody's pissed off. Fuck Dumbledore.
Yeah. Are you watching The Deathly Hallows?
I'm reading it.
Yeah. Yeah, but we know that. So,
I know, but it's just making it more.
Did those movies make you mad too?
I haven't watched the movies.
Oh, okay.
I just watched the fifth movie last week.
Okay.
So now I just have 6 and 7 and 7.
We'll keep going, and then we'll circle back. Cause
I've listened to the whole series before.
But is it making you mad again, over again?
Yeah, yeah, just again. It's been a couple of years. So now I'm like, here we go with this shit, Dumbledore. It just, I'm hyper aware of it.
It is nothing about the stories that make me mad. When I listen to them again, because I listen to them, I absolutely love the narrator. Damn, I can't think of his name because I've been drinking. But he does all the different voices that you really could tell that there are different people.
Yeah.
And he does such an amazing job, and I love him. And I listen to them, like, once a year.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do.
But it's still so magical to me that there are things that in the story that piss me off, but not so much so that I'm not going to listen to it no more. Like,
Right. That's what I mean. It's just... just a conversation piece, like, oh, now I see how much Dumbledore is trash. Ah.
Right.
So, no, I will still listen, and they just snatched it back from me in one of my million libraries. So if anybody out there got another library card you want to let me borrow, I'll trade you one. even swap, ain't no swindle. You know how I do. So we talked about the Harry Potter event, and that was in this January, and I was really ecstatic. And
what Harry Potter event?
Your Harry Potter event.
My Harry Potter event. When
in January?
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I'm teasing.
I'm teasing.
Wait, did I make that up?
Y'all,
we had a whole weekend
road right in your head.
So my question is there going to be another planner event from the mysterious and elusive Justy Plan?
I just said planners in Paris.
Okay,
so
but that's the response.
This is being workshopped right now. Is that it? Definitely won't be your planners in Paris.
Okay,
it won't be that. Several weeks ago, I convened a council, which consisted of my daughter, my son, and my son's girlfriend, and to help me decide whether or not I was going to do this event again in next year. They asked me questions, and then they went off somewhere to convene, and they did a vote, and two of them voted yes, one of them voted I guess. So there will possibly be another Planner Memory Social, but it will still be Planner Memory Social at Hogwarts. I absolutely love Harry Potter, and there are already planner events that happen around the community. So I love the idea of having a Harry Potter event, which, as Leslie, you said, you loved it and you didn't have to know anything about Harry Potter. We had a really good time. So
it'll be back.
It'll be back next year.
Woo-hoo-hoo, you heard it here first, folks.
It will, and it'll be in June. In June.
Oh, June next year?
Yes, June of next year.
Okay.
That did not sound good.
No,
oh, yeah. It's fine.
I'm
inside on
your book. What were you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
I do believe it will still be a full weekend. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, I love that now.
Yeah.
Hopefully
it's such a good time. So, yeah.
That was great energy this year. The energy was so amazing. And I just, my doubt that I was going to have it was that, oh, my God, how can I get that same kind of energy? Like, it was just amazing. It was beautiful. And everybody that didn't want to come missed out because it was great.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I would just like to share that this event has absolutely nothing to do with the person you guys think wrote some great books, because those books were written by a fairy, and they dropped them in our laps and left us with magic dust, and they're great. So,
and nor does this person receive any proceeds from the event.
Yeah, it's just a theme. It's just a theme, people. Calm down.
Right. It's about loving the art, and you don't have to love the artist in order to think the art is beautiful.
It's actually about, I mean, not only just loving the art, but loving the portions of the art that you wish you could have been a part of. I want to be and feel magical, you know?
Right.
And I will say that I don't know how people are going to top that. And I can't wait to see them all, you know, try it. I got some amazing things. And, yeah, I think I might even try and get my niece to come this year because she's a Harry Potter head.
Okay. Well, that's going to be fun. And next year's event will be more themed towards one of the books.
Well, I still get to be a Hufflepuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. The one thing it will consistently be is your house. It will always be. And even if you don't know your house, it's okay.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
I think I got a side of something else, though. I can't remember what it was.
Slytherin.
Oh, Slytherin. Hey, calm down, y'all. Calm down.
In my old age, I have become a Slytherpuff.
Yeah, I think that's what has happened to me. It's because I'm old now, and I just don't give a damn about it. So I just say what's on my mind, so I think that's why people say that. But
okay.
It is what it is.
How long have you been doing the event?
The first big Planner Slut Memories social event, the Planner Memories, it used to be called the Birthday Memories, and it was in 2017 or 2018, maybe 2018.
Oh, okay, so 5 or 6 years.
Well, I didn't have one in 2021 or 2022. So I think it was 2018 was the first one. Before COVID, there were three. This year was the fourth, and next year will be the fifth.
Oh, and it's
going to
be super magical for the fifth anniversary.
That's right. We got to make it real special.
Hey, if anybody wants to sponsor a table, send swag, sponsor some lanyards, sponsor some door prizes, please hit me up, justdplans@gmail.com. Okay. So.
Okay, well, Real Talk Real Plans will be one of the first people who will sponsor a little bit of swag. And I don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to stand on some corners or something, but we're going to get our name out there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we can stand on the corner. We're fine. I'm okay with that.
I feel like Real Talk, Real Plan should do a live broadcast at the event.
I think we're down with that.
Yeah.
You got time to get that together? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put that down as tentative. I've got my pen. I'm going to write it down.
Write it down. I mean, our first thing on the event calendar for next year. Yeah, that'll be nice.
I think so. Yes, I think people should start putting in their bids to sponsor a table, do some swag. Yeah.
And don't forget, while you're at it, let me go ahead and do this shameless plug. Please feel free to hop on over to my LinkedIn tree on my page for Real Talk with Riri, and you can sponsor us right now by buying us a coffee so that you can stay.
And a croissant.
And a croissant. But really, I like bagels and cream tea, so you can just give me a bagel.
Listen,
you are more than welcome to go on there and buy us a coffee so that we can continue to give you the entertainment that you deserve. Give yourself the laugh you deserve and listen to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and Coco. Okay, sorry. Shameless plug.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I have another shameless plug, too. Wait, hold on. Hold that thought.
Plug away.
My shop, Vodka and, spelled VODKAAND, Tonic, TonicDesigns.com. We're having a 30% off sale until tomorrow at midnight. Get all your scripts.
Do we need a code?
The code is Xmas July.
All right, now.
Do you have a graphic?
July sale. Yes.
Can
on
you
my
send
Instagram.
Me a graphic so I can put it, inbox me the graphic so that I can put it in my story?
Absolutely.
And I guess while we're at it, we'll just do our other shameless plug for our sponsor. Shout out to Frolicking Brains, where people get together and let their inner weirdo.
Nice.
Be sure to head on. Thank you so much. Be sure to head on over to Frolicking Brains on Patreon and go ahead and sign up for one of those tiers. You can get you some cool stuff. You get to talk about radioactive sheep. You get to just ask yourself, what does this month want for me? And you won't have to do it all by yourself because you'll have a weirdo like me to talk to while you do it. So be sure to head on over to Frolicking Brains and check it out. Okay, now I want to talk about some myths.
Okay. Oh, let's hear it.
First of all,
my favorite part of the show.
Can we talk about sub boxes?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
What the fuck is going on with them, y'all? Why they cost so much and why you ain't getting shit?
I don't know. Now, for some of them, I'm going to say this. For some of the people, they were ripping people off before COVID. But what I. So those are, they continue to do so.
Right.
Now, there was one that we talked about last night on one of the planning live things, planning Zoom parties. And I think.
Shout out to Planner Shenanigans. We love you over there.
Yeah, we love y'all. But I think some of it is the cost of things, but they haven't adjusted for it. Like, I know that things are costing more. I mean, everything, grocery store, everything, even Family Dollar, Dollar Tree even. But the stores have not, the shops have not adjusted for the cost. They want to keep charging you the same amount. They'll charge you $30 but give you four things, whereas before you were getting 20 things for your $30. So they
then
haven't adjusted what they're
selling
doing.
Them.
Well,
stop,
I agree. And
selling.
Every month, I think a lot of the subscriptions is too much. Because it's the same stuff. It's either the same boring stuff or it's the same damn flowers every month. But if people don't stop buying them, they're going to keep doing it. And I'm not saying for people to stop supporting. Not at all. But they have to voice their opinion. But I think people, and me, I've been caught up in that too. I just keep the subscription because I like to get the box every month. I'm not even, I have half of them. I'm looking at boxes right now. I had them forever. Never opened them. I just want the mail. Like a two-year-old. So I just kept the boxes going, and then I just decided to cut them off at some point. Meantime, I got 12 of them that I haven't even opened. Even my Villa Beautiful box from the anniversary kit last year, I had to ask Riri today, "What is that, the Bridgerton box? I don't remember even what's in it. Never used." But that's kind of what the issue is, I
do
think.
Do you have FOMO?
I did. I think I still do. I still do with a lot of things. So I'm not going to lie. I do. I have FOMO. And that's also what some of the people were saying last night on that call, that that's the reason that they still order. I was that bad with Villa Beautiful, too, even though hers is a subscription. But as soon as the email would come out, I would go order it. I stopped that a few months back because I still have all of hers, too. And I didn't order the one last month. But I did just order the really expensive one for the anniversary. Why? FOMO. I don't know what's in it. It's too much mystery stuff, and I need to get it because it's going to be too late. I'm going to want it, and I couldn't get it.
Mm. I have the opposite problem. I could care less. The only box that I am interested in is the Villa Beautiful, whatever is about to come out. And not because I use the stuff, but her aesthetic I like. And I could probably, I mean, I'm sure I can sell the pen for $1 million, but I just want the stickers. I used to get subscriptions. I used to get the shop that makes that washi that everybody likes. I don't, she who shall not be named. And I used to get that subscription, but it's the same every single solitary month. And while it was cost effective.
Wait, you used to get she who shouldn't have what?
She
you
who shall
washi?
Not be named. Yeah,
the
washi.
One?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was about to say, what?
And don't even say that was cost effective, but now that you've cleared that up.
Y'all
okay.
Talking about that one, that other girl?
Yeah.
No, I don't fuck with her.
The one that's selling the dollar store pajamas for $75, that one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't fuck with her. That's not my friend. I also used to get cloth and paper, which I loved, but my stickers don't go with her stuff. So,
And then luxury and simplicity. However, you sent me a rock.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. A rock, not even a beach rock.
Is it
rock
a paperweight? Is it a paperweight? Like, I'm sure that there's
that would
have
supposed to be, but it's
good
a rock.
Reason for it.
She had a bunch of them outside in her garden, she said.
She said, let me just engrave this right quick. Let me see if she got strong to engrave these.
Yes. Y'all,
that's it. They got all these stones. Let me go ahead and do it.
You know what? I didn't even offer the number today. Okay, you guys. let me give y'all the number. I got a question for y'all, too.
Call me now.
The number. Let me cut on my professional voice. The number is 515-602-9680. 515-602-9680. And we're asking you, what subscription are you just over? Like, no, get somebody else to do it. Or if you don't want to be messy and you just want to be regular, the month is getting ready to wrap up. Are you ready for the month to wrap up? Do you have new goals for next month? Give us a call and let us know. Thanks so much. Okay, anyway.
Oh, that's a good one. So, and also, Notique has a subscription. But I think her subscription is super luxury. And like 1 month, they got a suitcase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I thought that was amazing. Like, that suitcase is dope as fuck. So
yeah, it looks real pretty, but
I was like, who I got to let sit on my face in order to get that suitcase?
Because
it's dope. It's dope. Who gonna be my sugar mama?
Right.
Well,
you're gonna be doing all the work.
I don't mind.
So we'll just talk about this one shot with someone with dolls with no hands.
Dolls with no hands.
Girl, spooky all year. Just think, spooky all year.
Yes, spooky year round, not just for Halloween.
Are they local?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have a subscription box, and they have changed it greatly.
They don't have no hands?
No hands. You got to look at it good. Hands? You don't know it just looking at it.
Look, cause I don't get that subscription. I'm a part of the group, but I don't go in there.
Okay, well, look at some of the older ones. I think they might have gotten wind of the do it with no hands thing because now they have hands and fingers.
Oh, they must have heard us talking about them.
I think maybe I'm not sure.
Well,
I
then
mean,
that means that she is very receptive to feedback. And
that is exactly. It's not like that other one. Who, when you say something about her stuff, she wants to get you on the main.
She
want to
block you out to her group and disown you and
give your address out to people. Anyway,
yeah.
So she has started to do her shop things in house, and the quality has not.
I thought she always did her stuff. Maybe we talking about two different people.
No, we talking about the same person. Some things used to get sent out, and then they would get back because you would post the video from the manufacturer. And so now the things aren't in books anymore. They're just regular sticker sheets. Well, anyway, the point is, for $30, you're going to give me four things, and I just don't like that.
What's the four things?
I'm not sure because I don't get it anymore, but it still costs too much for you to do it in the house. I mean, okay. For that, I can go buy a pack of sticker paper and print that shit myself.
I do my stuff in-house, so you want me to just send you, like, files? I'm like, what's up? No, and I'm not defending. I don't care. Stop.
Yeah, you're doing your stuff in-house. That's fine, but you also don't charge $30 for four things.
Really? I'm going to say we're talking about the same shop.
I promise you
we are.
I think so.
I think that what
I need a hint.
You got your hint. Local
and spooky all the time with no hands.
And no hands, doing it with no hands. Now, you're driving me batty. So,
all colors are batty.
I think what's happening is just like with American Deli, right? They'll give you the same meal for the same price, but now instead of a whole bunch of fries, you only get a little bit of fries.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep shortening the amount that you're getting, but keeping the cost the same, but the quality is not the same either.
Right.
And so that's what's bothering me. It's not the price, because, you know, we're going to spend what we want to spend anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But how your quality going to go down and the quantity at the same time? Well, don't do that. Don't do me that.
You know what? So this is what I have discovered about a majority of Planet people, not all, but a majority of people who spend their money in the community, is that if they want it, they're going to spend their money on it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It doesn't matter how little it is. It doesn't matter that it's the same flower in a different color every month. And it doesn't matter if it's some Dollar Tree socks that you charge $75 for.
Bruh.
Yeah, well.
Or it doesn't matter if it's the same post-it note in a different color. Like, they are going to spend their money. Because it blows my mind that little shop in Tennessee treats people the way that they treat people, and they and them bitches still be spending their money.
Well,
it is mind-blowing.
That's what I say.
You
have one time to talk to me like that.
Transparent sticky note off of AliExpress for $8, and you done changed the color from pecan tan to taupe to ecstasy to coffee to ma'am.
But you're not even being creative and or original with your
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Like I okay, so I'm not gonna lie. Because I do an advent box and I do an anniversary box.
Wait a minute. I ain't never got no.
Yeah, go with
them. I mean, that's probably the only time of the year that I really post shit on my Instagram is during advent season. And I didn't do an anniversary box yet this year. I didn't even do an anniversary sale. You want to know why? I forgot. Oh, my God.
You didn't do last year because I was.
Yes, I did. I didn't do a box, but I did a big sale. I did like a 50% off sale or something like that. I forgot
okay,
this
yeah,
year.
I did buy from the sale. I got a lot of stuff from the sale. But there was no box, just making sure.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't do an advent box last year, but I had the 12 days of Christmas where I, 12 days of Vodkamas, where I put
yes.
something new in the shop every day.
Did you combine shipping? Because that's got to be a thing.
Yes, and then at the end of those 12 days, there was the option to just get the whole box.
Oh.
So that's what I did last year. I try to keep it fresh because I'm asking
well, yeah.
boxes before. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So I have purchased transparent sticky notes from, you know, those places where they sell them. But I have, like, really good names for mine, like Hagrid or Draco. You know, my names are fun. They're not, like, Coffee Brown or.
Yeah, regular. They're
oh,
not regular.
Taupe shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to buy that.
I don't want to buy that. It really
but you know who's messing it? Temu is killing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, cause now I can't go buy nothing to sell
and jack up the price on.
Now you can go get what you want yourself.
Okay, wait. So I have been looking at these. You know how everybody was into those, like, really mini disbound planners with the four, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now they have, like, a cover on it that closes. Have you seen that in these planner streets? Because I want to order one.
Oh, I have those. I ordered one from Modem.
I don't even know what that is. I don't even understand.
You're talking like it's a planner cover, like a Notique or planner cover.
Oh,
but.
For those little bitty mini happy planner
yeah.
covers?
Yeah, it's like a snap-on cover. Like you get the snap cover.
Oh, snap on. It on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not what
so
I mean.
So it looks like a regular, like, B6 cover or a personal size cover, like a file effects cover for that little mini thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but because
people
like,
use
well,
those. Wow. That's all I got
to
say.
I'm on the lookout for it. I'm on the lookout.
I sent you a message. Did you go look at it?
I'm on the lookout.
Thank you.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I never noticed that. Now I am going to have to go and look with the fire tins comb.
And now you're not
going to
be able to unsee it.
Oh,
you
can't unsee
singing,
it. Yeah.
Girl, don't worry, I'm moving. Got you in a tent. He's just trying to be, you can't help yourself. Okay, so let's talk planner. Oh, we already talked about your planner event. Are there any planner events that you are going to soon?
Yes.
Well, I think me and you talk about this every week.
Next week on the 12th, I think, I'm going to a little local event hosted by Tiffany at Love and Light. I think her shop name is Charms.
Yes, I'm going to see you there. I didn't know that.
Okay, yay, yes. I am sponsoring a table there. Oh, nice. It's going to be cool. But I don't think she sells charms anymore. I think she's moving into stickers.
Well, she definitely still sells those charms.
Oh, okay. I don't see
like
posts
on
those. I just
like
see
on
stickers. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And then, so that's August, September, October. November, I'm going to Chicago Planner Conference. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Wait, you said November you're going where?
To the Chicago Planner Conference, CPC.
Ooh.
I'll see you there. Yes. Great. I'm going to have so much fun there. And that's it for the moment. I mean, of course, when Go Wild is supposed to be releasing their location. And really, for me, it doesn't matter where they have it. They can have it in the bowels of my toilet, and I'm still going to go. So
I want to go to a Go Wild. I want to.
I want you to.
I don't know if I want to ask permission to go to Go Wild.
Yeah. Ask permission to go to Go Wild. I love Go Wild.
That's because your ass is wild.
But not even that.
And you popular.
I am not popular. I can't be mysterious and popular, Riri. That don't make no sense. But I just have such a great
time. You're walking contradiction, damn it.
I have so much fun at Go Wild. Like, it is like the ultimate planner girls trip. And I have the most amazing time. Like, I don't care what's happening on the stage or around me. It is just so much fun. The energy is great. About 75% of the people are sociable and there to have a good time. There's no, I don't want to say there's no drama because there's always a little drama, but it's just
oh,
it's
I remember
so much fun.
Last, yeah.
It's so much fun. I just always enjoy it. And I've been to everyone and I love it, except for the first one.
Last year, I was trying to get you to give me some tea and you was acting all stingy and drunk.
I don't remember that. So last year or this year.
You didn't tell me, first of all, you didn't even tell me you were going. Then you didn't tell me you were having an event before you were going. Hurt my whole little feelings.
What do you mean?
I thought we were classes. I thought we were friends.
We always have a pre-Go Wild meetup, but it's for people who are going to Go Wild.
I don't give a fuck. I was going to pretend. Damn it. Let me live vicariously through you.
I'm sorry.
I was crushed.
Well, perhaps next year that we can get you in.
El Chapo is always left behind.
Yeah. You don't ask permission.
Listen, when I graduate, I need all y'all to come through, okay?
I'll be there. I will be there. So, but go ask permission. Donate to the cause. We're going to start a GoFundMe for that thing that you have to do when you're away.
Okay, a petition for the pee, okay?
Right.
Okay, so CPC and Go Wild. So do you think that it is ironic? Ironic is not the word I'm looking for. Do you think that it was intentional, now we're being messy, that Well, I guess not.
But not malicious.
I mean, yes. Okay, but do you think that it was intentional that there's going to be an event the same weekend just on the other side of the world, planner-wise? Do you think it was intentional to maybe take away from that? Or
an event? What do you mean?
The one we went to last year. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
SDS?
No.
Oh, wow.
That was first. Now, CPC came after that. I think that was intentional. I don't know these people.
CPC has been around. This isn't their first event. But who are you, what you talking about?
I was talking about, I think his name is Christian Kane.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So he's having an event that it was intentional, like for the people who couldn't make it to this side of the world to be able to have something on that side of the world to go to.
What's he competing with?
Not competing.
Okay, well, who was having an event at the same time?
He is.
Who else is having an event?
CPC.
So he's having his that weekend too?
I believe it's the same weekend.
Oh, you know.
I mean,
I don't think it'll matter. People who use Printpression, they are Printpression people. They are his following. That is his tribe. And the fact that I didn't even know about it means that I can't be the only one. So,
no, I didn't know either.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. Do what you do.
Yeah. Just curious, you know.
Why
do they have ballpoint pens?
I don't know. People are really crazy
about ballpoint pens.
Mhm.
Over ballpoint pens.
They're crazy. Like they'll be like, it's this ballpoint pen, or it's they love that, nothing else. But I don't think that's what.
My person loves ballpoint pens. Mm-hmm. Loves them. She will not use a gel pen. When we are out in the street, she embarrasses me by looking for a ballpoint pen.
I ain't got no ballpoint pen. What's ballpoint pen? I feel like ballpoint pens are broken.
Where'd you go? You did something different because now
you're breaking up. It's not like you're in the microwave.
Oh, I'm still here. What about you?
Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think ballpoint pens are for old people. The Bic. And it's super embarrassing.
Oh. Yeah, not big. Yeah.
I have another associate person. She's the volunteers would go wild, but she loves ballpoint pens as well. I don't get it.
I like to feel the handwriting on the back of the page. Like I need to touch you to know that I was there.
Okay, so you want those people to like things to come through your guts. All right. Okay.
I want to caress it, feel it, and remember all the things that I was feeling when I wrote it.
You really get into this writing thing, don't you? Like foreplay. Jesus.
And then when I turn the page, I want to feel the next page and be like, yes, bitch, I was there, right?
You want to be able somebody to take a pencil and shade in so they'll know what you wrote.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, it's nothing sexy about that thick-ass ink. It's okay.
But you haven't told me why you hate it so bad.
Because it's thick. I feel like it spreads like a big old booty when they sit down.
Think about gel pens, so that shit will juicy.
No, my Pilot G2 05.
I love it.
Yes. That's the one we order at work. Yeah.
She don't spread. She stay where she's supposed to be.
See, I ain't no hater. I'm an equal opportunity pen writer.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So am I. Like, certain gel pens I won't write with because it's just a brand. But I do. I have a favorite ballpoint at work that I like.
I have not used a ballpoint pen in years, and I throw them away.
Please don't. You got one in your swag last year.
She's doing away already. What
no,
way?
She didn't. It was from the Angel Shop.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, in my in the Planner Memory Social Play.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get all those away.
Well, next time, can you think of me?
I do buy her pants.
You got one in your swag. What do you mean? You were
and then went and bought FOMO. Like, ma'am.
And 10 gems is ballpoint as well, but you can put gel in them. So that's
you can
great.
Do that with the Angel Shop also. I was
okay.
Talking her shop today.
Yeah.
And she's in the gel things too.
I really wish that people would stalk my shop.
I do stalk your shop. How do you think I know about all the secrets you have? Why do you why
a shopper?
Why do I have a whole book of your shit?
I appreciate you so very much. I appreciate the both of you for being avid shoppers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, no worries.
So
I just was placing an order just now. And then you gave me a code, so now I got to go back in. Because, you know, that's the kind of shopper I am. I go put stuff in the cart, go tiddle around somewhere else and then come back. That's how I forgot one of the things last month for Feel Beautiful. It was too late when I remembered.
Oh, that's why you got two, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so if we were talking about what I like to call the Plannerverse,
mm-hmm.
you like to call the Planner World.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Give me something. Callers, if you have anything about the good, the bad, and the ugly, about the Plannerverse, you too can call in. Wait, let me find the number so I can call.
I have it right here.
515.
Mm-hmm. 602-9680.
The Plannerverse. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Go. My good is connections that I make with the actual genuine people. I feel like the people that are a part of my tribe and a part of my regular planner life, or and even the people that have gone from just being planner friends to being like people I talk to about other stuff as well, that is the good for me. Like, I love that because I'm not a friendly person. I don't have a lot of friends. So
this, girl, shut the last home.
No, I'm so serious. I'm so serious. So that's good for me.
Okay, Coco Pelli, the good.
I would say connections and people. Like, I wouldn't know you if it wasn't for planning. I wouldn't know D. A lot of the connections that I've made, I mean, because I was planning already, but to be part of the community is the beauty of it, I think.
Okay. The bad.
What's your good?
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, don't forget yourself.
All of the big booty holes that I get to know. I think that it is so awesome to be able to, like, I guess the same thing you guys were talking about, but on a different side. Like, I think you guys understand my weird, right? And so it's nobody in the planner community. I can't find something odd to talk about, and they'd be like, what the fuck is she saying? Like, I can call D or text. We don't never talk on the phone. Let me just say that. But I felt like if I needed to, I can call D and be like, bitch, I need to talk about this book. And you're going to talk to me, and we're going to talk about that book. I know for a fact, Brandon Pilgrim, wait a minute. And I know that I could call you, Coco Pelli, and talk about somebody in traffic and cussing them out. And you'd be like, yeah, I get it. Me too. And it'll be okay. You know, like, I just feel like I found my trash. And everybody has, they play their part.
Yeah,
you are really mean to me.
Which I think is so funny. You know how, like, when you have your regular friends, you have your club friends, you have your brunch friends, you have your day party friends. In the planner community, I have, like, my event friends. I have my hang out with in the streets planner friends. I still have, like, those different sector of friends within my planner world. That's
funny
to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pockets of fringe.
It's true. It's like sometimes it's hard though. Sometimes the worlds start to collide, and it's hard for me sometimes to be able to separate. Or you want to do this, and you got this group, and that's a bad part for me.
Who like who? Who don't like who?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's the worst. And
usually
it's me who don't like anybody. Yeah. It's usually me. I'm usually the problem.
I don't like nobody. And some of my planner friends spend a lot of time trying to convince me to like bitches. And I'd be like, I ain't going to do it.
I don't think I'd be trying to convince nobody. I'd just be like, they cool for what you need them to be cool for, you know?
Mm-mm. I don't like them. Yeah, that's the thing with Riri. She finds something good about everybody.
What's your sign, Riri? What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn, a captivating Capricorn.
Oh, that's weird because you're a Capricorn.
You're a December Capricorn?
I am.
Yes, that's
okay.
The problem.
That's the difference, yeah.
I might agree. You know what, though? I think a lot of it also has to do with therapy.
Okay. Oh.
And so therapy has really changed, you know, the way that I have an outlook on things and death. And not to be too deep because I've gotten a message or two that, you know, I don't want to be too heavy. But, you know, death really is working with me. So I have to think about things. I always think about things from a, they could die tomorrow, you could die tomorrow. Is this, you know, is this what you want to focus on? And I have much anxiety about it, you know what I'm saying? And so I just try now to think the most positive, and then once I'm done, I'm done. Like, I mean, I'm going to try to be as positive as I can, but once you piss me off for real, then I'm like, oh, fuck no. Then I have to go, like, real Capricorn on you.
Hmm. Interesting. I don't think you think about it like that.
Because everybody in everybody dead.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, well, okay. You
yeah,
too.
I don't.
That's good, though. Don't think like that. But now that I'm getting 40, it's kind of like I don't have to have that tolerance anymore. If you die, you die.
You ain't 40?
I'm 40.
Okay.
You already?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome.
And I'll be 40 again on December 23rd. We're going to have another birthday party because I was supposed to have a birthday party this year, and I didn't have one. So before I turn 41, we're going to have another birthday party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just
well, I'm getting closer to 600 months, and I don't have tolerance for anything.
How old is 600 months?
Divided by 12.
I'm just going to do some math.
Okay. 50. 50, 50.
Oh, that's it? That's
yeah. So I don't care about much of anything.
Yeah, you at your fucking 50.
Yeah, I've been that way, though. I've been that way for several years. I don't have tolerance for a lot of stuff. So I learned to just not to care. If it don't have nothing to do with my immediate family, yeah, it is what it is.
Well, you know, I told you, fucking feeding financing, those are the things that I care about. If you're not doing one of those things, I really don't care past, you know, much of it.
True.
Just it. That's just it. The bad. What's the bad about the planner community?
To me, it's the support. Having to beg people. The support. That drives me. It is painful. And I don't mind doing it. I mean, it is what it is because I have a need. But having to beg people to shop, having to beg people to support my events. And it feels like I'm not brand new, and it's not like people don't know that they're going to. And begging people to come to my events. That drives me crazy. So
I don't know why you had to beg people to come because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And so many people were repeat customers. Like,
but, girl, I still had to talk some of them into coming.
Why? Was it the theme? Was it because of?
I think a lot of people were thrown off by the theme, yes. But a lot of those people that were thrown off told me they had an amazing time.
Yes.
And that the theme didn't matter. So, yep, I was one of them. Because remember, I wasn't coming at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw y'all at the thing, because I don't know, I wasn't a Harry Potter person, but I realized I didn't need to be. So all y'all listening, you don't need to be. Be there next year, June. We'll give y'all a date soon.
Be there next year, yes.
And I'm going to obsess over it. So, I mean, Harry Potter, planners, oh, my God. Coco, you going to make us some new shirts?
Yep.
right, perfect.
We're getting started right now, so they'll be ready for next week.
Like, not the night before.
Right. Do it now.
Yes, buddy.
I need having an asthma attack the whole weekend. I will not go into the hospital immediately after. Like,
oh, that was a rough weekend.
Yeah,
that
it was
rough.
I will not be. I'm gonna be ready this year.
Yeah, we have time to get all the support going.
Yeah, it will help you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We'll help you. Okay, Coco Pelli, the bad.
Those shops that I just don't like, it annoys me because I feel like they're playing on people in the community. Because back to what Dee was saying earlier, some of those people are just going to be loyal. And it really sucks that you have people that are loyal and you treat them like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the stuff I don't like to see.
And why do people just accept anything?
That's what I say. If you're going to get on the live, I'm not going to join your life so you can berate me and tell me what I have to do or else. Or else what?
Right.
Oh, you got to put that hole on the end so it sounds right. Do it again.
Yeah.
You got to say it again so you can do it right.
Okay, wait, hold on. Now you got me laughing.
I said just like how she said it.
Or else what, ho?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm. And then her cousin, oh, God, never mind. She be riding hard. And I be like, girl, support yourself.
But that's family. Family,
yeah,
ride,
you know what?
Hard for family.
That's bullshit.
Sorry.
Family over anything.
Yeah, my direct family.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I feel like family can be as toxic as strangers. So
Yeah.
Me too. That's why I leave them be. I hold most of them arm's length.
You know, but, especially if it's my daddy's sister's kids. You know, if I ain't really fucking with y'all.
Okay. I was trying to figure out deep as your cousins, my daddy's sister.
Right.
I'm a little slow sometimes. But yeah, but also, it should be reciprocal. I shouldn't be riding hard for you. As soon as I have something drop, you have a surprise drop like you Beyonce or some guy.
I've heard about that. Yeah, that's what
that's the thing that just drives me insane. And that's not the same.
And what's so bad is that the cousin's stuff in her shop is super cute.
Yes.
It is
super cute. And probably would be great and amazing. You know.
Yeah, she could probably be doing just as well, but whatever. But oh well.
What's your bad?
For me, it is the constant comparison. Maybe not comparison, the whole, oh, I did it first, blah, 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 blah. Girl, it's only so many ways you're going to stick that flower on that fucking page.
Hello. It ain't but so many colors in a rainbow.
I saw you do it. I was inspired. Why do I have to? I mean, not that I want to steal it. I'm not saying I want to steal it, but I might forget. God damn. You want me to tag every shop, put all my links, put the code.
What requires that?
I mean, I'm just saying in general, that's the way things look in the community is what I'm saying.
They be on Instagram.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the only place I am now,
Add a friend, tag them, shop, buy some, click, like, love.
Don't get me started on these fucking giveaways, bruh. You're doing too much.
Yeah, if you want to give it away, give it away.
Give it away.
Give it away now. But just that whole constant, oh, she made something just like me. She's copying me. Girl, the flower is supposed to be in a corner. It's cut like a corner. I put it in the corner. Get over it.
But then there are the people that blatantly steal things and front like they didn't when there's actual physical proof that they did it.
Well, yeah, but that's different. I'm talking about more with layouts and designs and not like selling something for a profit.
Girl, get off my page with that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Go away.
Exactly.
That's how I feel. And it's like, I mean, it doesn't happen to me because no, nobody like my shit, no way.
Wow.
I mean, I'm real low-key in the Planetverse, right? Like, nobody knows me.
Oh.
I just pop
all right.
up somewhere.
All right, real talk, Riri.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, the point is.
Continue with these lies.
Mm-hmm. I don't get them problems. But people, I see it in other people and hear it. So, the ugly, what do you have for us? We're going to start with Coco Pelly this go round.
What?
The ugly in the planet community. We had the good, the bad, and now the ugly.
I don't know. The good, the bad, the ugly. Wasn't my bad ugly enough?
Okay, Dee, what about you?
What is the ugly?
Right. Oh, my God. It's
I got
that's
one.
Hard. Okay, you go. Yeah, you go.
Them cups with the eyelashes.
The cups with eyelashes.
It's like a little white. It looks like an egg cup almost. It's like a white cup, and it got eyelashes like clothes. I don't need that on my planner page.
Oh, no, I got to see those.
Oh,
you
so that's
know
an old
exactly
school
what
thing.
I'm talking about.
That little Target cup. Oh, the sticker. Yeah.
I
don't have things in my planner that have faces. You know, I don't even make dolls with faces unless it's requested.
Yeah, thank you for those. They go so good with my kit this week. I will be taking a picture as soon as we get off so that I can post it.
Awesome. Great.
And I will probably tag your shop.
Oh.
Will you
put
tag you? Do you be seeing it? Like,
I do whenever I log into my shop.
I think for you, like, don't be wasting my, listen, I had on one of my things, like, don't be wasting my goddamn time. It take a long time to type all this shit. So I need for you to put it in my caption.
Okay, I see it, and I like it when I see it.
Well, wait, I have a question.
A question. So you say, yeah, question. You say you don't do faces, which is fine. I think that that's great. But can you tell me why you don't do faces?
I just don't like things looking at me from my planner.
Oh, I was thinking it was for the imagination. You know, you can
mm-mm
imagine it to be whomever.
It's
you don't like
out
that.
Oh,
okay.
Looking at me. Yeah. And the only exception to that rule is Harry Potter, but I rarely decorate my planner in Harry Potter unless I'm doing a challenge from the Order of the Harry Potter planner group.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
So, yeah, if I'm doing one of those, because they do, every month they do a sorting, and then they have, like, it's such a magical group. So, anyway.
It is.
It's amazing. Hey, have you ever done one of their monthly challenges, like, been sorted and done? It's so much fun.
No. Maybe I'll
do one. You should do one month. Like, truly plan to do one month. It's so much fun. Like, they have prompts that you have to fulfill each day of the week throughout the month.
September 1st.
And actually, September would be a good time to do it because it will be the first day of the Hogwarts New Year, but they do it every month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to do it in September.
That would be fun. I'll do it with you. If you do it in September, I'll do it in September.
All right. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I get to use some of those kits I bought when I was at the thing.
Yes.
I've been
holding them. Because then you get points, and then, like, whatever house you're sorted into at the end of the month, they change everything to the house colors. It's really fun. It's just fun, especially if you're in Harry Potter. It's fun. And I think that that Courtney, who's the admin, the headmistress over there, I think mm-hmm that she went to visit Facebook in California when they were doing some kind of engagement because the group has so much engagement.
Oh, yeah, she told us about that.
Yeah.
See, I met her at your event, and she was mm-hmm so sweet to me, so kind to me, and
she was so sweet. Shout out Courtney, the headmistress over there at the order.
Courtney
of the
and her people.
Yes.
Yeah, you should put the link to the show in there so they can hear you rave about Harry Potter.
I will.
I will. They also have a book group. They have a fitness group. I think it's a fitness group. But they have a book group, and then they have, like, a Diagon Alley where you can go in there and shop as well.
Hmm. Yeah, it is so well done, you guys. It's amazing.
I love some well-organized shit. You hear me?
Me too.
But
it's not so overly organized that you can't post on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. or it's not the right day to post that. Yeah, that kind of shit. Drives.
I hope I don't get in trouble for that.
Oh,
which I think
is
my ugly Facebook planner group. That's my ugly.
Yeah,
I would say that's a good one. Mm.
Thing I don't like is dogs that be the size of a fucking toothpick. Bitch. She is on the thinnest line in my planner and not covering it up. Anyway. I guess everybody has a style. So I think that's it. You know, we didn't really get to talk books. Would you like to come back and talk books one day?
Yes. Is it over? We're done? Aww.
Yeah, we're about there. Nobody
okay.
had to use their safe word.
Congratulations.
I don't like that.
I'll
give you one more second to call in. Callers, 515-602-9680. Again, that's 515-602-9680. To close out, like I said, I was talking about how the month is about to end. Do you feel like the month went well for you?
July was good.
Some improvements?
I started a new job.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me hold for at all.
Okay, I'll catch up you.
Thank you.
So I started a new job, and I bought a new planner, and I think this month has been going pretty good for me. I've had a good time.
Well, that's good.
I'm glad I don't have no kids, because apparently school starts soon. Boom.
Yes, this week.
We got one more week. We start on the 8th. My baby moves out on the 9th. So.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Cece's going to Georgia Gwinnett College.
Oh, you're in Nisi Poo.
Yes.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats.
So I'm excited about that. Coco Kelly, how about your mom?
Oh, it was good. It was filled with travel, but I think I'll be home in August, which is amazing.
We need to go on a cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready. Let me know. You find one in August. This month was for work. I traveled for work this month. But, yeah, I'm ready to go on a cruise. Find one, I'm going.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So do either of you have goals for next? Oh, wait. I'm going to tell you about my month. My month went really well, and guess why?
Why?
She got
married.
Because you got married.
No,
because I got some insurance.
Oh, yeah, June, she did.
Yay, now you're a whole adult.
I can go to the doctor.
Amen.
Health
Amen.
Is wealth, girl. Health is wealth.
Health is wealth, and I'm so excited about it, you guys. Anyway, so... okay, do you have plans for next month? There you go. August. What does August bring for you?
D gonna find us a cruise. I'm gonna find us a cruise or a beach or something. I'm also gonna start a fitness challenge for myself on Tuesday because that's the first. So that's how I'm gonna try to spend August doing a little bit more moving.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I might need to join you on that.
I'm gonna purge.
Ooh.
Okay. What's your purging, girl? Everything?
I think I'm going to purge. I'm ready for fall to come in. But, I ordered a bunch of new fall decorations. I got a bunch in the garage. But I just want to purge. I just want to have clean lines. I'm just done with all the stuff. My craft room is the worst. I just want to purge. Just get rid of stuff.
So while I was cleaning the room of doom, that's kind of what I did. He came home and was like, Mom, where's this? Where's that? I was like, I don't fucking know how to put this shit away. And so now he is very, very aware of where his stuff is now, because he's like, did you throw it away? Mom, where are my Giannis's? I can't find them. I can't find them. I was like, Giannis's, what's that? You know, my shoes, my black shoes. I'm like, I don't think I threw those away. I can't find them. He looked so long. Guess where they were? In the fucking box.
Oh, Lord. He thought you had gotten rid of them. Yeah, but keep up with your stuff, and then I ain't got to worry about it. Yeah, he going to take care of it now.
Yeah, so I've been giving him a routine. So on Wednesdays, he cleans and washes. I mean, he gets his clothes together so he can wash. By Thursday, he's finished and folding. And if he wants his phone on Friday through the weekend, it's got to be done by Friday.
Okay. That's mother. Yeah, but look at her.
I'm going to be a good mama this year. That's why I be saying this shit out loud so y'all can hold me accountable.
Okay, you know, well, I don't know what you're not doing.
You know how many people asked me about that Room of Doom once I brought it up?
Oh.
I was like, damn, you're right.
The Room of Doom. Yeah, the
boys. His room looked atrocious. It was
terrible. He's a teenage boy. That's what happens.
Girl, and the only thing that saved him is that we don't eat upstairs. So it wasn't no bugs up there.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that saved him. If he ate, it would have been all kind of bugs. And then we would just have to burn the house down.
Right. To the ground. All the way.
So, yeah. Well, I'm so glad. Is there anything else you have for us? The mysterious and elusive Jesse plan?
Well, I hope to not be so, quote-unquote, mysterious anymore. I'm not mysterious. I'm an open book. I'm always there and available and open for people to get to know. So get to know me.
Oh, well, I think we learned a lot about you in the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one question. Are you still having your Saturdays?
No. Okay.
Uh-uh. All right.
Nobody really plans anymore, but I do go to other people. So if you know somebody having one, hit me up. Let me know. I'm down. But it's just deflating to create a graphic for something and nobody comes. So yeah, I spent a couple of Saturdays at IKEA alone. But when you came, Leslie, we had a good time. So.
I know
we got all our steps. Yeah, we did.
If I drove, I would be there.
Mm-hmm. You didn't even know it was an IKEA. Had a restaurant.
I never been to an IKEA.
Girl, stop it.
I haven't.
Girl, me and my husband used to spend every Sunday in there. I had a project every week.
I don't shop like that. I like to buy.
And listen, Leslie shops. We had a whole buggy filled with her shit.
Girl, that's the way it's at right now.
Probably threw it in the car.
Yes. How did you know?
I just imagine. I just.
Still in the car since April.
Or May. I don't remember April or May. But she got like.
It wasn't May because May
meal prep containers.
Yeah, okay. I got the glass bowls.
So,
I got a collar.
Why are they still in the car?
I ain't been home.
Because she's going to start on Tuesday with you.
Come on, let's start on Tuesday.
Start on Tuesday with my gal.
August 1st.
Let's
Lord, the traffic going to be bad this week. All the little kids going back to school.
Yeah.
So I will be teleworking this week, so I am very thrilled about that.
Oh, look at you.
But God.
Hallelujah.
Now, won't he do it?
Won't he do
it? Will it won't, and won't it will.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all of you for coming and listening to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
And the mysterious, elusive, I mean, the non-mysterious and non-elusive.
That's right.
Just the plans.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.
Well, thank you for joining.
Yeah, we got to get together and talk about books. We're gonna do a book podcast soon.
Yeah.
To change the day to a Wednesday because on Sunday people be looking for the mix. But on Wednesday, I don't think they're going to be worried about that.
Well, we need to talk about books soon because the books that I want to talk about are not going to be relevant after a while.
They will be. I said like a Wednesday.
Okay. All right.
Coco Pelly, are you available on Wednesday?
Yeah. Better be at work.
All right.
I ain't traveling, so.
Okay, well, I will schedule that. Let me see what this Wednesday holds. I have class at 7. I get out of class at 7:30, so maybe. Yeah.
Give me a book and I'll read it. Tell me what to read.
What?
Well, wait a minute. So, no, you won't be there. Yeah, I can read it. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to work. I can listen to my book while I'm at work.
Yes, you can.
I'll be there.
Okay. Well, Dee, do you want to read a book together and talk about it? Or did you just want to talk about the books that you were talking about?
I just want to talk about the books that I was talking about. But I can read a book real quick. Yeah. What you want to read?
Okay. Well, what book? Well, how about this? What book you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't want to give it away. Oh.
Okay.
Send
well,
it in the chat and I'll read it. Okay. So, okay. One of the books I want to talk about is Before I Let Go by Kennedy Ryan.
Okay. We can read that. There you go. Boom.
It's a, yeah. It's a romance. Kind of. Okay, well, then, no. Not,
I like romance.
But, look, I read that because it was hyped up on the TikToks. So that's
okay.
How I ended up reading it.
I'm a reader.
Okay.
I'm a reader. So give me a week, next Wednesday. I'm going to set up the show right now, next Wednesday night at 9 o'clock.
What's next Wednesday? Like the 6, 7, 8?
It's time. Oh, wait a minute. Let me look at the couch.
Yeah.
I need to write it in my planner.
It is the 9th.
Wednesday would be the 9th. Oh, that's the day Sierra moved in, no. What about the 8th? Tuesday the 8th.
That's fine. Works for me. Works
all right,
me.
Tuesday the 8th. Boom.
So y'all come back and listen to us Tuesday the 8th.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on in the room.
Oh, come on in the room.
Whoa. Okay, all right.
The doors of the church are open.
Hallelujah.
You take me a donation. Buy a coffee. Thank you.
Yes, buy a coffee. Buy a coffee. Go visit Frolicking Brains. Go visit fucking Tonic Designs. Go and visit.
Follow my event on Planner Memory Social on Instagram.
Yes.
Yes.
And read Harry Potter. Shit, you were the same. All
right. Or don't read it, but come to the event next June.
Or don't read it. Yeah, don't
or don't read
listen
it. Right.
To it. Something. Do something.
Jim Dale. That's who the narrator is. He's amazing.
He's so good. He's so good. All right. Remember, as always, we are messy and not malicious. You know the vibe. Have a good night.
Good night.